Imagine this. You snap a photo of a jacket you like, upload it, and boom, instantly see similar styles from a retailer globally.
Yeah, or think about managing a huge international website.
Okay.
Product descriptions just automatically generated, translated for every single language you support.
That kind of capability, it feels futuristic, but it's actually here now. It's driven by the SAP Customer Experience AI Toolkit.
Exactly. It promises these really intelligent, connected experiences.
So what is this toolkit, fundamentally?
Well, think of it as a curated set of AI tools. They're specifically built to bring intelligence, automation, and importantly, personalization right into the SAP CX suite.
Okay, so embedded intelligence.
Right. And the strategic part is it lets companies use the data they already have, customer behavior, sales history, product info, with AI models that are built in.
Ah, so you're not starting from scratch or needing specialized teams right away.
Precisely. You bypass a lot of that initial complexity. No need to switch systems. No need, you know, to hire a whole team of data scientists just to get your feet wet.
Got it. So for this deep dive, our mission is pretty clear then. We need to unpack what this toolkit actually does, who really benefits most, and crucially, what are the practical steps if a business wants to bring this into their operations?
Yeah, and it's definitely key for CX leaders, no doubt. But if we get specific, it's really ideal for, say, large retailers with those big global catalogs.
Makes sense.
Or manufacturers doing complex B2B sales, also service providers, you know, managing tricky customer journeys, anyone looking to cut down the admin load and really build up that customer trust.
Okay. Now we hear AI tools thrown around a lot. What makes this toolkit stand out? Is it just standard AI or is there more?
I'd say the big differentiators are integration and trust, or maybe security is the better word there.
How so?
Well, on the integration side, it's natively embedded right across the SAP CX portfolio, commerce, sales, service, and the customer data platform, the CDP.
Which acts like the central brain for customer data.
Exactly. And because it's native, take Commerce Cloud, for example. The AI can connect shopper behavior with product data instantly.
To do what? Suggest related items.
Yeah, suggest related items in real time. No waiting for overnight batch jobs or anything like that.
Okay. That's a clear speed advantage. And the trust or security part.
That's built for the enterprise. So designed with things like GDPR compliance front and center, it ensures all your customer data stays secure right within the SAP ecosystem.
That native security is definitely a big deal for global companies. But let's talk potential hurdles. What about data quality? You know, garbage in, garbage out.
Right.
If a company's historical data isn't perfect, how does the toolkit handle that without demanding a massive cleanup project first?
That's a fair point. And that's where the proactive side of the intelligence comes in. It's not just about, say, summarizing existing data, messy or not.
Okay.
It's designed to find the patterns that actually matter. So the AI generates actionable insights, things like early warnings for sales managers about deals that look like they might stall.
Predictive.
Exactly. Or spotting risks for escalation with support agents, maybe even before the customer formally complains. It helps the human teams focus on the exceptions, the important signals, not just drowning in averages.
That focus has to translate to the bottom line, right? Mm-hmm. You mentioned transformative benefits earlier. Are there some headline stats?
Oh, definitely. Personalization is a huge driver. We see stats like 76% of consumers are more likely to buy from brands that personalize effectively.
This would be 6%.
Yeah, and that can translate directly to potentially a 10, maybe 15% increase in revenue.
Wow.
And then on the efficiency side, AI automation is showing around a 30% decrease in customer service operational costs for companies deploying it.
30% reduction.
Roughly, yeah.
Yeah.
There was an example, an insurance company, I think they reported saving something like $22 million, mostly by using AI assistance for the routine high volume stuff, pure response automation.
Okay, those are compelling numbers.
Yeah.
Can we make it even more concrete? What are some specific tangible things it does? Like in Sales Cloud?
Sure. In Sales Cloud, think automated deal summaries. Saves reps tons of time. Or AI drafting initial prospecting emails.
Nice. And Service Cloud?
Automated response generation is a big one. And instant customer profile summaries, so agents get context immediately.
And Commerce Cloud. You mentioned recommendations.
Right. Plus automated product tagging, which is huge for catalog management. And that AI-driven visual search we talked about at the start.
Got it. Okay, so if a business is listening and thinking we need this, what are the steps? How do they actually implement it?
It should be a structured process, definitely measured. You don't boil the ocean.
So step one.
Define your objectives. Seriously, identify the biggest pain points or the highest value use cases for your business first.
Makes sense. Then what?
Create a tiered plan, a roadmap. Maybe phase one is a quick win, like improving the e-commerce product catalog search. Then phase two could be expanding AI into the contact center, for instance.
And the technical part, setting up models, integrating data,
Give
is
them.
that heavy lifting?
It's designed to be flexible. You can use SAP's pre-trained models pretty much out of the box,
Okay.
or you can fine-tune them. Use your own business data, historical support cases, unique product descriptions to make them more specific. That's mostly configuration, data feeding, not deep coding.
And connecting it.
Integration is native for SAP modules, obviously, but they have open APIs too, so you can connect to non-SAP systems like, say, Salesforce or Shopify if needed.
Right. Important for mixed environments. What's the final step?
Test and monitor. Always. Start with a pilot, get user feedback, then deploy more widely, and keep tracking those KPIs, CSAT, conversion rates, whatever matters for that use case to keep optimizing.
I like that pro tip from the sources too.
Yeah.
Find one quick win, like maybe tackling the support email backlog, something visible to build momentum.
Absolutely. Get that early success, show the value quickly, and it makes the case for broader adoption much easier.
So the big takeaway here seems to be moving beyond just transactions. This toolkit enables smarter partnerships with customers.
That's a good way to put it. It shifts the relationship towards an ongoing, helpful conversation driven by intelligence.
There was that quote from SAP's Thomas Saurersig, "The future belongs to businesses that don't just adopt AI, but shape it."
To fit their vision, values, and velocity.
Yeah.
Yeah. And adopting something like the CX AI toolkit is really about positioning your company to lead that future, not just react to it.
It really makes you think.
It does. And maybe that's a final thought for you listening. How could automating just one of those busy work tasks in your team, drafting emails, tagging products, summarizing notes, how could that free up your people to focus on higher value, more strategic work?